Raoul Darpo, his co-pilot, chewed thoughtfully.
I can think of safer places to live, but the moon should be safe, don't you think?
Sure, once we stop Yesigan. Thinking of your wife again?
Yes, and the kids. You don't have a family, Captain?
Not yet, said Ling Dan.
But I've got my eye on a little brunette in Lan Sui's city.
Darpo frowned at him.
Well, don't you worry about her? I mean, what we're doing here, you know, it could...
Yesigan's ships will take these big rocks out long before they reach the city, Raoul. Don't worry about it. A long pause, then...
The men are talking. Some say we're on a suicide mission.
Said Ling Dan. I'd better talk to them again. Orders are to fly escort until Yesigan's ships move, and then we get out of there. I thought I made that clear. Do you believe in what we're doing, Raoul?
Yes, sir. I don't want my family touched by those monsters.
Try not to think about it, and relax. About another 36 hours should do it. And then we'll get the entire observing screen was suddenly filled with incredibly bright purple light that illuminated their compartment without shadows and seared their eyes. Ling Dan's eyes watered and he closed them tightly, bright spots of purple and blue floating in darkness. When he opened them again, all seemed normal. Lan Sui's roiling surface there, the distant edge of the inner ring disappearing behind it. Otherwise, only black space.
What in mother's name was that? Said Darpo, rubbing his eyes.
I don't know, said Ling Dan, his fingers moving over his console. Sensor's okay. Something internal, maybe, a power surge. Everything checked out, and Ling Dan relaxed. But then the other pilots called in to say they'd seen the same thing on their screens, and it bothered him. It bothered him a great deal for the rest of their mission.